Harbor, Michigan, on the football field.
We don't want to coach average. I don't want to be around you. Why be around average?
We do want to win because winning is the epitome of team effort.
Every coach who ever put a whistle around their neck strives to be the head coach at The Ohio State University.
Welcome back, everybody. Buckeye Bar Guys here on Buckeye Bar Talk. I'm Mike.
And I'm John.
Tonight's date is Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Going to talk about the big win against Rutgers. I think you call that a big win. I don't know. It was a good
win. It was a cover. They covered.
Yeah, they covered. And then we'll talk a little bit Michigan State and finish up with all of our score predictions and stuff. We didn't know if we would be possibly talking about any Michigan suspensions, but as of when we're recording this at 6:30 at night ish, that they have not come down with anything yet. So no Michigan this week. We'll talk about the, you know, we'll see what happens over the next couple days. So Ohio State got a nice win over Rutgers, kind of par for the course for team the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You know, goofiness on special teams,
slow start offensively from a variety of different things.
You know, the defense was fine. I think a lot of people's concerns with the defense is that the injuries just started piling up a lot in the second half. Once Proctor went out of the game, it really seemed like then they were starting to really gash us, both kind of throwing the ball and with the runs a little bit more. I mean, you could kind of tell that Ransom wasn't in the game earlier, but I didn't think they were really hurting us running the ball until after Proctor left. And then it was you're down both two sure tacklers, and they were keeping Sonny kind of in, you know, deep center field, which I would rather see them maybe throw Hartford more out in a situation like that. I mean, he did get to play more. I just think Sonny is better at what he does around the line of scrimmage, and you know, just my opinion on it. So it's sloppy in different spots, and they were fine in other, you know, spots. I mean, Trey looked really good. Some of the best, I thought, red zone play calls that they've had all year with the two touchdown passes. So it is what it is. I mean, I think the two things probably annoyed me the most out of it is that, you know, it just, you're still waiting. Like, again, they just the crazy inconsistencies of, you know, Kyle. It's just that, you know, he's just like really, really good, and he's like really, really bad. I just like wish we were somewhere more in the middle when he would fall and like some of that stuff. And then the special team stuff. I mean, I know Day took a lot of questions this week in the press conference, but about Parker. And I mean, it's obviously things that we've expressed this year. But I mean, it just seems like there needs to be a change there.
Do you think Shiano kind of played him on that one, though? Because, you know, they said in the post game last year, because Shiano was mad that they did the fake punt when they were up so much. And Dave said, you know, I didn't call that, but that is the look. If you have that opening, you know, go ahead and take it. And Shiano overloaded the one side, yeah, but he overloaded the side that Merkel would run to normally. So he rolled to his left.
Yeah.
And he never kept that punt option. I don't know. Maybe he did, but it's still, regardless, you can't just like be freelancing out there like, hey, just, you know,
do a
fake punt whenever the hell you want to, especially when the game was so, not like last year.
Yeah, it's early in the game and stuff. I mean, at a point, like, I mean, if that's a concern, it's like, oh my God, they're going to be rushing on the side that he usually runs to, then you don't call timeout. It's still first quarter.
Right.
Like, yeah. First half, like, you can call timeout in that situation. Like, somebody has to recognize to me, like, you know, okay, you know, that's probably not the side that we want him to be kicking on, you know, but I don't know. Or, you know, maybe try to, he needs to maybe move over a little bit and they
need something. It wasn't clean. That was horrible. I mean, the interception was bad, but Kyle, you know, he got drops again today or on Saturday. So you can't fault him for all of it. I mean, you know, if G Scott catches a ball, Julian Fleming catches a ball, it looks a lot different. Of course, you know, the two worst passes were the ones to Marv, the interception, which if he does check down on that, there were like, you know, three guys open, but then, you know, we complained so much about him checking down. He stared Marv down a lot on that play. So that's never good. And then of course the one that Marv did get a little separation early on, like a go route, he held it too long and was just way underthrown.
Yeah.
And ended up hitting the cornerback in the back. And that could have been a huge play.
We talked about this a little bit last week. I don't get as angry with the you know, the check downs and the easy throws as like some people do. I'm like, you know, that is a way to do a passing game, you know, you can pull safeties up doing that stuff too. And then, you know, I mean, he can throw the ball down the field, you know, but you know, that might help him a little bit. I mean, you don't have to be constantly looking downfield. I mean, they got playmakers at receiver and stuff like that. And yes, if Fleming catches that pass, if G Scott catches the, I mean, they had a lot of open ground in front of both of them on those runs. I mean, they would have easily have gotten, you know, 10 plus yards on, you know, those, obviously the Trey one, which was not a check down. I mean, they had
That was designed.
They had 9 yards to go. I mean, they didn't expect him to get 65, but you know, they ran four verts way past the first down marker. I mean, the whole point was to clear that out for him.
Give Trey 1-on-1 with the linebacker and just make the play, which again, like you say, he went 65. So that was, you know, hell of a job. Yeah, he played a good game though. Special teams, like you said, it was kind of disappointing. The run, I mean, we definitely missed Ransom. Burke was out too. Like you just, you had a lot that, you know, you lost Proctor during the game, but Burke and Ransom were out. You know, Tommy, you hope he's okay. He got hurt at the end of the game. I know everyone jokes that like Tommy, you know, if he doesn't have an arm, he'll play, but that's still not something you want to mess around with. Like you want to get him healthy for Michigan. So, I mean, all in all, I think it was okay. It was a good win. You take a 19-point win against anybody, you're just accustomed to beating Rutgers by 40. So that kind of is disappointing. But they're 6-3. Like, they're already bowl eligible.
The funny thing about always playing Rutgers, and we've had this experience before, there's been times you beat them by 40, and it's like, it's just an eh game. And
yeah.
It's kind of what this felt like today. It was just like, okay, they won. It was a... You know,
even a good
win, but it's
even a good Rutgers team with, you know, a 3-score win. It just doesn't feel impressive, you know, but it is what it is. I mean, you grow from it. Your run game is getting better. So that's really encouraging. Your pass game, you still have you still have steps to take there.
Yeah.
And you should be able to get there. You hope you can get there, because if you do get there and that unlocks everything, I mean, with this defense, watch out.
Yeah. And I think I'm still into the position, as long as the defense continues to still hold up and Trey continues what he's doing now, that's like, you know, now they have two weapons offensively between Trey and Marv that you can run a lot of the offense through. And, you know, Ibuka's going to get better, you know, as he starts feeling better, you know. You hope Stover is okay, but you know, you'll get some stuff from Fleming and from G and from Carnell Tate. You're going to get some stuff out of all those guys. So I think, you know, figure out how to get Marv open, scheme him open as much as possible. You know, I love those two red zone touchdown throws to him that, you know, those were, they'd been calling for those, you know, for how long now? It's like, you know, just throw it up to him and let him go catch one. And then, you know, they did it twice. And I like that. You know, and Trey is really, really running hard. I really like the schemes that they're running with him. And, you know, I mean, coming down the stretch and, you know, he's such a threat out of the backfield. And, you know, we were kind of talking, you know, at the game, you know, is he going to look like, you know, when you think about like Zeke in 2014, not like running the ball. But I think when you mix in both the run and the pass that, you know, I mean, if he keeps having a couple games like this down the stretch where he's getting over 200 all purpose yards, I mean, that's a win.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. That's a big,
they're going to be very hard to beat if, you know, he's doing that week in, week out now. And you know, so I really like that.
Yep. No, I agree. So, I mean, I think we really touched on everything. Of course, you know, things were kind of, I don't want to say dicey. I mean, I never really thought Ohio State would lose that game, but they were driving again. Jordan Hancock gets a really crucial pick six set up by, you know, Proctor knocking himself out of the game, but by pass breakup. So, I mean, that was the turning point of the game. Who knows how the game ends without that. Very happy with the defense holding Shiano to 3 goal line stops that were field goals. Of course, you know, you can take your own opinion if Shiano should have went for those or not.
Yeah.
I think Buckeyes probably would have stuffed them at the goal line, at least one of them, if not two of them. They might convert one for a touchdown.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm convinced he was smart to take the points.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the game was still tight in those spots. And, you know, I mean, again, that was very, you know, Ohio State's offense is very, for whatever happens, whatever it is, they're very inconsistent in the first half. I mean, they didn't look bad in the first quarter. I mean, he did start off the game 11 for 11, but it's like then they just kind of get in their way. And
you know, once one thing happens, like just spirals out of control.
That is like just been the thing. It's like, you know, they have one drop. Big sack, you know, something stupid, you know, punt the ball.
And
then Marco thinks he's going to be a hero.
That one was really confusing. But I mean, I don't got really much more to add to the Rutgers game. I mean, you take a 19-point win, it's a cover. So that's what Vegas thought the Buckeyes were going to do. So you go ahead and you be happy with it.
Yep, I'm good with that. All right, Michigan State. So
I don't know much about Michigan State. I mean, Mel Tucker got fired and the whole season went to hell. And I don't know. I don't think they do anything well. Like,
no, it doesn't seem like they do anything well. And, you know, I mean, it just
Michigan beat them 49-0 a couple weeks ago. And
yeah. And I don't know.
So what do you want to see from this game? Not what we need to do, because I think Ohio State can win this game pretty easily and be pretty reserved. But what do you want to see them do?
I want to see Trey look good in the first half, and then hopefully he doesn't have to play much in the second half. I'd like to see them play Dallin in the second half. You know, I think this would be you still have what, two games with him. This would be a good opportunity. I mean, we've always said the whole redshirt thing is kind of stupid, but you know, I mean, you know, let him play in this game, and you know, that kind of lets everybody else kind of get a breather and stuff like that. I would start off with Trey, start off with Marv, try to get a decent lead. The point is to try to get a lot of these guys out. Everybody knows what the end goal is at the end of the year. I mean, they should easily beat Michigan State. You know, it might not be an easy like it was last year because of just the inconsistencies and stuff like that. But like, I'm not expecting us to get over, you know, 40, 45. It just doesn't seem like this is this team. Like,
well, Michigan State's bad.
Like, this could be the team to do it. You know, I wouldn't put in Devin Brown. Like, I would get McCord his reps. Obviously he needs to get his reps, but I would even try to get him out as I would let Lincoln play some in this game. I think in the second half, and just like, you know, I want to see as much of them run through as much as the depth as possible, because we're in November. We know what's coming up in a couple weeks. You know, this is an opportunity to, you know, try to get to that game healthy. And, you know, obviously you got some people that are banged up. It seems like kind of like the thing this year has been like, and Day kind of said it pretty much, that they're not at 100%. They're kind of being really cautious with players. So I expect them to actually sit a few players this week. Like, I don't expect Proctor to play. I don't expect obviously we think Ransom will be out, but I don't expect Tommy to play. I don't, you know, Burke might be out again. Like, I just like, you know, so it's, you know, what's his face? Hunt, you know, he got his black stripe off. So I can see him playing, you know, some into this game. And, you know, so I think try to start fast, try to prove to yourself that you can actually start a game fast, get some points, and then, you know, rotate in as much guys as you can as the game goes on and try to win comfortably.
I think they're really going to try one last ditch effort to still push the Marv Heisman campaign. I mean, I know he got his touchdowns last week. He didn't get his yards or catches, but I think this is a good way that, you know, they could get him going early and often. If not, I mean, they are still going to, you know, have that opportunity to sell all out against Michigan with him. But I do think we've seen in the past with Stroud, you know, he really likes to push for those Heisman campaigns. So he wants to get Marv to New York. I could see Marv staying in a little bit longer than what we would want to. If he gets the numbers and stays healthy, though, I don't think anyone's going to really complain about it. Staying healthy is obviously the key part to all of that.
We need Marv in a couple
weeks. We need Marv without Marv. I mean, the season's done without Marv. So you need him. I really would like, I don't know. So I'm kind of torn here because like you've said, we've talked about privately, like you can win a national title if you got an A+ Trey Henderson, that isn't being stopped by people, and you have an A-plus Marvin Harrison Jr. that's not being stopped by people. Like, you can do that with Kyle McCord. As long as the offensive line can keep these guys upright, that Kyle can throw the ball and Trey can break the line of scrimmage, you can win a national title with, you know, Trey playing his best, Marvin playing his best. But so part of me is like, it's really important, I think, that you keep hammering the run game, get that figured out, because you need that down the stretch. But I really, really, really do want to see their pass game just take that next step, where you're confident that, hey, if I need to throw a ball against Michigan, they're not going to be able to cover one of my receivers and someone's going to get open and we're going to convert it for a first down. So I'm not sure how I want them to start off with it. But I guess I would like to see a dominant performance by at least one of the two, you know, facets on the offense, whether it be running or receiving. I don't want to see them, you know, shooting themselves in the foot, going three and outs against Michigan State, only going in the half 7 points, you know?
Yeah.
Not what I want to see.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not what I want to see too. I agree with you. Like I said, I really want them, you know, let's try to, you know, it should be electric in the stadium. It's going to be a night game, you know, a lot of commits coming, a lot of recruits coming in, you know, try to get up there, get the crowd into the game. And, you know, then, like I said, start easing other guys into the, they got a lot of good players on this team. This is a game where they should be able to empty the bench. And like, and because you need to be kind of be thinking, you know, you do need to think long term. And yeah, I want to see Marv get his things too, but like, you almost, if you're kind of scheming them up correctly, how like they were doing against Penn State and against Purdue and stuff like that, there's no reason why Marv shouldn't be able to have 100 plus yards, 2 touchdowns in the first half.
I agree with that for
like,
sure.
Like, I mean, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing. You know, they should be able to get that. You know, I do want to see them, you know, try to get as much guys as rest as possible in this game. As long as the game is, they got the game in hand, you know, like, I'm nervous if this game is somehow close and as they get into the second half and you really got to start leaning on some of your guys. And it's like, it's not like I don't think our guys can do it. It's just that, you know, more hits, you know, more bruises and everything else. And, you know, you just want to get to that point now to the, you know, the next 2 weeks are weeks where they could really, you know, be able to test some of their depths. You know, they're at home both games, so they're going to have pretty much everybody available. They'll be able to play. So, you know, it's just, I'd really like them to, the point is win, look good winning. You know, I don't care about playoff rankings right now. It's nice that they're still the number one team in the country, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, at the end of the year, if they knock off, you know, that team up north, up in Ann Arbor, you know, they're fine. They then all they got to do is go win the Big Ten, you know, championship and they're in. And, you know, and so, I mean, that's what the goal is. The goal is to beat that team, win the Big Ten title, and then go to the playoffs. And so, you know, you gotta, now at this point in the year, you gotta be taking that seriously. I'm not going to say these are off weeks. Anything can happen in the Big Ten. These are teams that got players on them, you know, so it's not like they can't challenge you in spots, but, you know, so get up on them, get a fast start going, and then start working your players in. Like, somehow if they can go into the halftime up between like 21-28, you know, say nothing to 7, whatever, something that they've, outside the Western Kentucky game, that they've really have not done this year, and then, you know, they start easing guys in throughout the second half, and like, say they only win, I don't know, 35-10, that's a good win to me, because that's like, okay, they had the game completely handled when they needed to handle the game, and then, you know, they had backups in, and, you know.
No, I can agree with that for sure. Okay, well, I mean, like I said, I don't know much about Michigan State. I don't think we need to dive too much into it. Did you want to talk about some scores around the country, or?
Yeah, I mean, we know. There,
anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, we know the big one is, you know, again, it's going to be, I think the big thing for this weekend is just stay as healthy as possible. Yeah. I don't want to see from when Kyle's in there, don't make mistakes, man. You know, like, yeah, you got to get in the last couple of weeks. It's like he's kind of been living with the, you know, not getting interceptions, the, you know, how many times throughout the year. Now he's had two bad. I mean, you know, he's had three picks in the last 2 weeks, you know, and two of them were really bad. So it's like now it's like, I don't know, it's starting to catch up with him that, you know, some of those dropped interceptions earlier in the year.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd like to see him have a clean game from when he is in there and, you know, get him to feel good about himself, get some good throws in, you know, some nice touchdown passes, and then get him out of there and, you know, get Lincoln in there. Like I said, I would rather see, I know they say, you know, Brown might be ready to go, but at this point, you know, we saw the Devin Brown package already this year. I would rather let's keep his legs, you know, even.
Right. Keep him fresh too. You know, it works.
They can play Lincoln. Like, you know, you got four games, so they can, you can play him and let's see what he's got.
Yeah.
If, after McCord's ready to go.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. This for is not sure. Like, no, we're not calling for McCord to get benched for Lincoln Keenholz. Yeah, no, I know.
This is let's get McCord his stats and get him out of there and get Lincoln in the game.
Okay. So let's go around some top games in the country. So we're gonna start at noon. Number 8, Alabama at Kentucky. Alabama's favored by 11. I mean, I know it's at Kentucky. I can't believe it's only 11-point spread. I think Alabama covers easily.
Yeah. Very impressed with that LSU game last week. You know, those
they did not. Yeah,
that I mean, I know he doesn't have necessarily the accuracy throwing the ball, but my God, he's a that dude. Milroe is he's like Cardell running, but he can run a 4.4.
Right, he's like Cardell running, but much, much faster, like, much, much more athletic.
I mean, he's a. I mean. Maybe not quite as big as Cardell, but he's a big dude. And like,
he has an arm too.
I would not want to see him coming at me. Like, that would be scary.
No, like, he's like a freight train.
No, man. Alabama is kind of like, they're in like this, you know, I've been saying it a little bit every week, but like, they're like, I'm almost confident now that they're going to beat Georgia. Like,
I think so, yeah.
I think that they're going to win the SEC. And his defense, that's like kind of like an old school Nick Saban defense. I would not want to play them in the, you know, in the playoffs.
No. And I mean, hopefully Brock Bowers is healthy for that game. So I know he's working himself back and I think he started practicing. I don't know if he's playing this week or not, but they'll need him against Alabama. Just a real quick side note before we move on to the next game. For as much crap as I gave Tommy Rees, for him to actually build an offense around Jalen Milroe, I mean, he actually deserves a lot of credit.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, like I said, I've actually watched a lot of Alabama this year. I watched the whole, pretty much the whole Texas game. I, you know, they're always on at, you know, good times during the day. So I watch them a lot. You know, I thought they were going to eventually get it, you know, whether it be Ole Miss or LSU. You know, I'm just like, yeah, he's just too inconsistent of a quarterback. You know, they'll figure out his athleticism, but no, they can't figure out his athleticism. And that defense has just been getting better as the year goes on. And it's just, I don't know, unless you really have a quarterback and challenge them down the field, you know, maybe Washington or one of those schools could really push them in the playoffs, because, you know, I mean, that's kind of how Ewers did it. You know, they did a lot of passing on them, and, but I don't know. I just, it just kind of has that feeling that, like, I would not count them out. I think they could win it all.
And that's a team I would not want. I don't think anybody would want to see in the playoffs.
No.
So hopefully they lose another.
They're starting to peak at the right time. So I would say that, you know, it's definitely a team to watch out for, that they could be. They are the real deal.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Watch, they'll probably lose now that we said that. All right.
Reverse psychology.
There's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of, not too many, like, two ranked teams, but Florida State is hosting Miami this week. Miami's already bowl eligible, so that's good. They kind of fell off from their hot start. Florida State's, of course, ranked number 4. They're a 14-point favorite. It's at 3:30. I'm trying to think. I mean, Miami should have beat Georgia Tech. Who was anyone really, like, beating Miami, like, blowing their doors off this year? I know, what, North Carolina's, did NC State beat them?
I don't remember if it was them.
I got to check their scores. So they beat Clemson. NC State did beat them pretty good. They beat them 20-6. Who else? Who's their third loss? Oh, North Carolina beat them by 10. So what do you, I mean, Florida State's a 14-point favorite.
These games are normally pretty tight.
I think this will be pretty tight. I think Florida State will win at home, but I think Miami's going to keep this within two scores.
Yeah, I think I agree with that one. You know, I'd like to, I think this will be tight. These teams, you know, a lot of times these games can be tight. You know, I mean, this is a big deal for them. So, you know, I think Florida State beats them, but I think Miami will cover.
Washington at 3:30, they're 9-0. They are playing the Pac-12 top team killer, Utah. Utah 7-2. Washington's 9-0. Washington's a 9.5-point favorite. I know it's a different offense, but Washington's defense isn't very good. If Utah can find a way to move the ball on the ground like they have, because it's not like Oregon that, you know, they were just blowing up Utah the whole game. Utah got tired, worn down, and Oregon just blew their doors off. I'm going to pull an upset or pick an upset here. I think Utah is going to beat Washington on the road.
It would be a good spot. What's the spread again?
9.5.
Who's at home?
Washington.
Washington. I agree with everything you said. I just think
they're the Pac-12 killer.
I just think that Utah's offense is just not. I think at a point, Washington will just get too many opportunities at it come the second half, and you know I think that they'll pull away. So I think Washington will cover, but I do see a point that if Utah can stay in this game, that, you know, Utah's defense could be pretty ferocious down the stretch. And, you know, Washington has struggled against, you know, some teams this year that have been able to maybe come at them a little bit. So, yeah, but I'll go with Washington with the cover.
Okay. Tennessee goes to Missouri 3:30. Tennessee is a 2-point favorite. I've liked how Missouri fought against Georgia last week. So I think Missouri is going to win this game outright.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that
unless they have that, you know, that hangover body blow type game that they're just worn out from the Georgia game, I think that they're going to win.
I like how their quarterback looked against Georgia, but I do think Missouri is going to win. They've been looking.
Does Georgia play Tennessee yet?
No, I think that's next week.
Oh my gosh. They got a hell of a schedule down this stretch.
They might be playing, you know, yeah, because they would still play Georgia Tech.
Because I don't remember.
So yeah, they gotta be playing Tennessee next week.
They are, yep. Cool. All right, let me get back to where I was. Okay, well, let's go to that game then. Georgia, Ole Miss. Georgia's a 10.5-point favorite at home. Ole Miss has been good, man. They're 8-1, number 9 in the country. I think Georgia is going to win, though, and I'll give them a cover. I've never really been sold on Ole Miss's defense, so I think Georgia's a more complete team and they can win this, but I would not be surprised on anything.
Yeah, I think Georgia wins, but I actually think that they will not cover. So I'll say that Ole Miss take them.
Oklahoma hosts West Virginia. Oklahoma's on a 2-game skid. They're 7-2, ranked 17. West Virginia's unranked. They're 6-3. Do you see Oklahoma losing 3 in a row?
No.
Okay. And then the night game. We're just going to jump to this one. Oregon, USC. USC's unranked at 7-3. Oregon's 8-1, 6 in the country. Oregon is a 15-point favorite at home. But it is Pac-12 after dark at 10:30. What do you think?
They're Grinchless. No.
Is Grinchless better?
Yeah, Grinchless is better.
You think USC can pull the upset?
No. He needs to get a real defensive coordinator next year. But I just think, you know, I think Oregon, they're really looking good. They're physical, man. Again, kind of a team I wouldn't want to play come down the stretch here. And, you know, I think that, I mean, I think right now they're my team that's probably, I think they're going to win the Pac-12 because I think they will beat Washington here in a couple of weeks. So I'm going to say that they'll win and they'll cover.
Off topic, but do you think Texas should be ahead of Oregon?
No.
Yeah, I mean,
even though you can say Texas, Texas has the better win because Oregon lost. So
Oregon has the better, like, it's just like Oregon's getting credit for the better loss. So if you go to the eye test, I do think
Oregon. I think Oregon would beat them. I do think that they would. Now, maybe I'll change my mind. You know, if he's back healthy here, it seems like he's going to play this week. He's practicing again. So maybe, you know, they'll look a little bit better, but they were looking a little sloppy there, you know, even after
Kansas State almost got him. So, I mean, that took him to overtime, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Kansas State, I mean, they should have kicked the freaking extra point, but, you know, whatever. I'll take my chances with 2-point conversion plays, you know, like, I just don't know how you just not do that. Technically, weren't they still in the conference championship race?
I think all of them, most of them still were. So, yeah.
I mean, you got to take your chances.
I know that I can never understand when teams do stuff like that because you're still playing for a conference title. All right. So let's go to the Big Ten. We're actually going to save. We're going to save the one to second to last. So Indiana, Illinois, the Big Ten teams, man. Illinois is at home. It's a 12 o'clock game.
Next year can't get here soon.
I know. Illinois is a 6.5-point favorite over Indiana. Neither team's impressive, but I'll go ahead and say Illinois will cover.
Yeah, I'll say that too.
Maryland, Nebraska, it's on Peacock, 12 p.m. Nebraska's home. Maryland's a 2-point favorite. Maryland's been struggling, man. I'm going to say Nebraska's going to win this game outright.
Yeah, I think Nebraska will. They got a tough couple weeks coming up, too. I'm assuming what they finish up with Wisconsin and
Iowa.
Iowa will be their last two games. So
they need this one for bowl eligibility.
Yeah,
so, find a way.
Yeah, find a way on this one. So, I think this will go to the bowl. So I think they'll win this one.
Rutgers goes to Kinnick. Wow. 3:30. Iowa is 7-2, ranked 22. Rutgers is 6-3. Iowa's a 1-point favorite over Rutgers. It's at home, and Rutgers did just play Ohio State.
Yeah. I think Rutgers is going to beat them. I mean,
they're better, right? Rutgers is a better team. Well, Iowa has a better defense. Rutgers has a much better offense, though. So, and Rutgers doesn't have a good offense. So,
yeah. No, I think
it's going to be very low score.
I liked how they were able to run the ball. I like that quarterback. He's got some nice athleticism. I think that will challenge Iowa some. I mean, he's not the best thrower in the world, but he did make some decent completions in the second half.
But they're not afraid to run him in that style, and that's always hard to defend.
Yeah, so, and I think, yeah, Iowa's defense is probably is better, but I was pretty impressed with Rutgers' defense last week. So I think that
Rutgers outright?
Yeah, I think Rutgers beats him.
I mean, it's going to be very low scoring.
Yeah. I'm not expecting it to be
it's going to be like a 9-6
barn burner, but you know, yeah.
Minnesota goes to Purdue. So Minnesota's 5-4. Big Ten West is so goofy, man. Purdue's 2-7. Purdue is a 1-point favorite in this game. I think Minnesota's better than Purdue. I think Minnesota beats them even if it is on the road.
I think Minnesota's like the one team in the conference I don't know like anything about. I probably should maybe watch something for next week. But
they play good and then they play terrible.
I did watch
them. They play okay and then
I did watch them play Nebraska, the opener, but I haven't watched them since. You know, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Say Minnesota wins, I guess.
Northwestern goes to Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a 10-point favorite. I don't think Northwestern has a really good offense, so I do think Wisconsin can win this, and I think they can cover, but I wouldn't be surprised if Northwestern was able to win the game outright, because I think Wisconsin... Is Braylon Allen back?
I don't know if he's back last week or not.
So, I mean, I think they're pretty banged up, so... I wouldn't be surprised if Northwestern won this game, but I think I'm going to say Wisconsin and the 10 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go same with you.
All right. Noon in Happy Valley. Number 3, undefeated Michigan plays number 10, 8-1 Penn State. Michigan is currently 4.5-point favorite. From what I've seen from both teams, I do think Michigan matches up pretty well in this game. But I know Michigan hasn't been great when it comes to not exceptional like it's been when it comes to running the ball. McCarthy's actually done a lot more this year than he had last year. And I know Penn State stops the run pretty well. So I things could get hairy for them, especially if the tackles, you know, if those ends can get to McCarthy a couple times. Yeah. I think this game goes into the fourth quarter, maybe deep into the fourth quarter. I'm just still not convinced. I know last week they put up 51 against Maryland. I'm still not convinced Drew Aller can really open up the game, though, and throw on Michigan. And I haven't seen anything for as good as these running backs are, man. Penn State really failed them by not getting a better run blocking scheme, better run blocking lineman. Because I mean, I think they're wasting Singleton and Allen. So
yeah.
I don't think they're going to be able to run very well on Michigan, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be more of what happened with us. I don't know. I mean, if Aller uses his feet a couple times, that might change some things. I do think Michigan might have some weakness when you're throwing against their linebackers. Penn State has good tight ends. So I think Penn State can take this deep into the game. So I don't think Michigan's going to cover. I think this will be a field goal or less type game, but I do think Michigan's going to get the win on the road.
Yeah. For everything you've said, I do think that there could be spots in this game where Penn State could really challenge them. I like that they let Aller throw the ball down the field some last week, and, you know, he looked okay doing it. And, you know, I think they do need to let him do it. They need to let him go out there and do whatever he needs to do, you know, on Saturday. And, you know, let him be a ball player. I mean, he might end up not looking great, but especially with everything that happened, they got to let him kind of throw it around a little bit and, you know, see if they can get him.
You can't just settle like you did for Ohio State, though. Just assume like, hey, man, maybe we could win this in the fourth quarter or something, because Michigan, I don't know. I honestly don't know if Michigan's more athletic than Penn State. Like, I think Penn State has a really nice roster, but. And I think McCarthy's going to have issues.
I think Penn State has a better, at least athletic wise, a better defense. So I think that they could really give some headaches to McCarthy. I think it's actually going to be a slugfest. I don't think this is going to be as easy a game as some fans up north want to think. Yeah,
some of them really think they're just going to steamroll Penn State. I don't think so.
I think Penn State's real. I think probably more than because just with everything, they probably more than Ohio State has this game circled, and you know, and I think Happy Valley is going to be rocking. They're going to be ready for this team, and so. I do think Michigan's going to win. And I do think that they'll probably cover late in the game and win by like a touchdown. But, you know, I think it's going to be a back and forth. Cause I don't know if it's going to necessarily be back and forth. I think it's going to be a very defensive game. Mm-hmm. But I do think that Penn State's going to have some opportunities in this game. And I think that, you know, that they could have a chance, but I'm going to go say Michigan will win and cover.
Is this a playoff eliminator with Michigan's schedule, or would beating a top two Ohio State still get Michigan into the playoffs? Because if they lose this game and they beat Ohio State, Penn State's probably the one going to the Big Ten title game.
Yeah.
And then I guess if Penn State wins, they're the one going to the playoff, right?
Yeah, no, they would definitely be the one going to the playoff. And at that point, I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird. I don't know if I know the playoff committee is saying that as long as they're eligible, you know, we're not going to touch them and stuff like that with stuff like that. But if they lose a game, I don't know what the playoff committee's viewpoint is. And nobody knows how the playoff committee is really viewing all this stuff right now. Like, if somebody beats Michigan, like they could hammer them and just be like, okay, you're 10.
Yeah.
And like, you know,
I think it's interesting because if they lose to Penn State, even if they beat Ohio State, I mean, that puts Penn State in the driver's seat. As long as they can play clean, assuming Iowa still ends up at the end of the day with the best record in the West. So then Penn State goes to the Big Ten title game. As long as they win again against Iowa, they're the one that's going to the playoff. I would imagine.
No, I mean, I have to,
that could be, I mean, it could be a conversation for a different day.
Is it the best team or is it the cumulative of all the teams?
I think it's the best team. I think Iowa's the difference.
Okay.
But I've seen it both ways, so I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I mean, we probably should look it up more for next week.
Because it's getting close. But yeah, I mean, that's a discussion for a different date because we both think Michigan's going to win. So this definitely would be a playoff eliminator for Penn State. But if Penn State wins, I think it's a very close chance that it's a playoff eliminator for Michigan as well.
Yeah, I can see that.
And like you said, the committee might just say, oh, they're 15 now and just screw them. I doubt they would, but
yeah, I doubt they would go down that far. But I could see them in a spot where they like they might like.
If it didn't look good, they definitely could.
They could say like, well, we didn't really think Penn State was that good against Ohio State. And you guys lost and, you know, you're 8. And, you know, I mean, they could put a buffer there.
Put them behind like Alabama and all those other one loss teams. And that's a hard, you know, that's a tough hill to climb. All right. So off that tangent, Ohio State hosts Michigan State. It's a night game. Ohio State is a 31.5-point favorite. I got the Buckeyes winning this like. And I 42-3. I think it's very comfortable. Michigan State's really bad. I don't know if Ohio State's offense can get clicking to get the 42, but if their offense is showing signs of life, I don't see any way that Michigan State can stay in this game, you know, past the first quarter.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to say I'm actually was pretty close to that, but I think they're going to get 2 field goals. So I'm going to say 41-7. Okay. I think they'll get a touchdown somewhere in there. Just, you know, probably in a botch punt or something teams like that.
Botch or
yeah, something will happen.
Garbage time or something.
But so yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, 41-7.
All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for stopping in tonight to the Buckeye Bar. I'm John
and I'm Mike.
OH
IO. Go Buckeyes.
Go Buckeyes.